Howdy neighbors, good morning everybody. Beef Industry News time, I'm Ron Hayes. Continue to talk trade with Kent Backus of the NCBA in just a moment.
OGI is at the top of the class for 2-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. If you liked Double Stop CL Plus, you'll be even more satisfied with its successor, Strad CL Plus. Strad CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but it starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier. Strad CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strad CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Now your class speaker, Sharpen Herbicide.
Wow, thanks everyone. What a ride it's been. Dominant performance in desiccation and weed management. Rapid dry down and defoliation while reducing regrowth. Years of efficiency. And whatever our future fields hold, we'll always deliver that same premium harvest aid.
Sharpen Herbicide, everyone. Your top harvest aid performer in any field. Always read and follow label directions.
Lots of positives to talk about on the trade front. Kent Backus for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association continues with us as we focus a little more on the Pacific Rim, including our current deal with the Japanese.
I think our agreement with Japan is really, it's been a game changer for us. It put us on a level playing field as far as the tariffs go. And because of that, we have just been selling record amounts of beef into Japan. Unfortunately, we sold too much into Japan last year and it triggered a temporary safeguard. But the good thing is we've been in the process of renegotiating that. We're hoping that that's going to be resolved very soon so we don't trigger any kind of snapback tariffs again. But overall, we're in a great position. Because if you look at Japan, we've got that tariff coming down. In Korea, that tariff will be eliminated in just a couple of years. And with China, we have all of this new access because we removed the non-tariff barriers. If you look at the competition between those three countries, we have a lot of very positive news for the U.S. beef industry.
Yeah, you mentioned Korea. Obviously, that's such a success story from the protests to now.
If you remember, in June of 2008, there were 600,000 people in downtown Seoul in a candlelight vigil. They were protesting one thing, and that was the importation of U.S. beef into Korea. Fast forward a couple of years, we have a trade agreement. We've focused a lot of our resources in developing trust with the Korean consumers. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has done a fantastic job helping spearhead those efforts. But we know that that Oklahoma and Texas and a lot of our other states out there have been going to these countries and trying to put that face on the product because of that we've gained a lot of consumer trust. Mm-hmm. You look at Korea, we're now the number one import source in that market. And that has now become our biggest export market. So we're just being very successful, but that's because of the commitment we have to telling our story. And that's what it really comes down to at the end of the day. Whether our consumers here in the United States or it's overseas, they trust the U.S. cattle producer. They know that there is a trustworthy source behind that, that they've raised those cattle in a great way, that they're going to serve them the same safe, high-quality beef they serve their own families.
One final note on the Phase 1 trade deal with the Chinese. Some are suggesting that the Biden administration needs to reopen trade negotiations with the Chinese. Backus says for beef, uh-uh.
We've been very pleased with the deliverables and the actions that have been taken by both the U.S. and the Chinese governments on implementing the Phase 1 agreements as it applies to beef.
Now, as you look at our overall differences between the previous administration and the Biden presidency now, philosophies are somewhat different, but you feel like, you know, you've got someone you work with in Ambassador Tai?
Absolutely. I think when you look at the Biden administration's approach to trade anyway, that right now they're doing reviews of all the trade agreements. They're looking at anything that they need to make improvements on. Well, the Trump administration took the same approach. They did it in a much faster way and immediately started jumping in on, you know, renegotiating Korea, renegotiating NAFTA and other things like that. But it's not that different when you really look at it. I think you also have to look at, you know, with tariffs. You know, the Biden administration is still using those. They're still using that as leverage. I think they may talk about repealing them or, you know, at least, you know, trying to find an off-ramp on those. But there are a lot of similarities that are there. With I think with the Trump administration, the trade agreements themselves, that was the success. That's what they were looking for, is how can we move more of these goods out of the country? How can we bring that back to the United States? With the Biden administration, I think they also look at trade as how can we export ideas? How can we export, you know, our policies on the environment, on labor, on human rights? And that's very similar to what the Obama administration took with that approach. So they're probably going to move a little more slowly than the Trump administration. But then again, the Trump administration moved faster than anything we've ever seen. So I think this is kind of more of a return to, pre-Trump expectations.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.